Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to begin a two-week series on the subject of the power of the tongue. In order to have a victorious Christian life, it is vital for every believer to understand what the Scripture teaches about the power of the words of our mouth. In Proverbs 18:21, we find these telling words, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 36, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of on the day of judgment." Now that statement is very compelling. Jesus is saying that words that are spoken will come before the throne of God, and God will require an accounting of them. But what does he mean by every idle word? That word idle comes from a Greek word that means inoperative, unemployed, or unprofitable. Another definition is to operate without transmitting power. Do you realize that God does not want you speaking words that are not employed profitably or that do not transmit power the way God designed for the words of our mouths to operate? God uses words as his way of doing things. It's his kingdom method of operation. We see this very clearly in the story of creation. In Genesis 1:3, we find the words, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." And God created everything he created through his words. We read through Genesis 1, "Then God said, then God said." And that is God's way of operating. And God created us as human beings as the only part of creation that he made with the power of speech. We share with God that characteristic, the ability to use words and the power that goes with them, as mentioned in Proverbs 18:21. When Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead in John 11:43, we see that he didn't go into the tomb of Lazarus, lay hands on the mummy, and see him rise from the dead, but instead he spoke to the man, the dead man, and said, "Lazarus, come forth." So we see this pattern continued, both in creation and then in Jesus' ministry on the earth. Then in Romans 10:9-10, we find a high value put on the words of the mouth in relation to the salvation experience. It says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So we see that God puts a high value on the words of the mouth. Salvation does not come only through believing in the heart. We see that the Lord said confession with the mouth is a vital component in the process of receiving salvation. God wants you to confess aloud to others of your belief in Jesus Christ. Confession is made unto salvation with the mouth, Romans 10:9-10 tells us. And all of these examples are given just to demonstrate what a high premium God places on words, and how God's words and our words are so very important. But do you realize also that Satan wants control of your tongue? Satan is very familiar with the Bible. He's been around for centuries, and he knows the truth of Proverbs 18:21, that death and life, both of those two things, and Satan is interested in death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whoever loves it, loves the tongue, loves the power of that tongue, will eat the fruit of it. Since Satan's goal is to steal and to kill and to destroy, according to Jesus' words in John 10:10, he greatly desires to obtain his legal right to bring in death and destruction and robbery into a Christian's life by influencing the words that a person chooses to speak. If he can deceive you into thinking your words do not matter or that they have no effect, or that if you don't really mean them or you're kidding, they'll have no impact, then you can be sure that Proverbs 6:2 will come to pass in your life. And it says in Proverbs 6:2 that the person was snared by the words of his mouth. We don't want to have Satan snare us in any area of our life, and yet many Christians do not realize that they have allowed Satan ground in their life through the use of their tongue. Your life will go in the direction of your words. We see this illustrated in James chapter 3, because James 3 describes the power of the tongue in a person's life by comparing it to the little rudder on a large ship, which will turn the ship according to the steering of the ship's captain. Do you understand that you are that ship's captain and your tongue is that rudder? And wherever you turn it, it'll go in that direction. Some years ago, I had the privilege in the course of the occupation in which I was involved at that time to have been given a tour of a brand new cargo container vessel that was in the port of Oakland, California, Northern California. This newly christened vessel was a fantastically large ship. It carried railroad car containers 8 or 9 deep in the hold, and then 8 or 9 above the deck, filled with these railroad cargo containers. It was a huge ship, and as we made our way up to the area where the ship's captain was located, what's called the flying bridge, I asked the tour guide, well, where is the steering wheel for this ship? Thinking in my mind of those fantastic ocean-going vessels of old with the large steering wheel and the captain standing with the salty air blowing his hair. And instead, they pointed to this very small steering wheel, which I felt was no larger than the little steering wheel on a bumper car in an amusement park. I was amazed. And they said, that's the steering wheel. And that little steering wheel guided this huge ship out of the port and over the seas of the world to the other side of the world, simply by turning that very small little steering wheel on this great ship. The Lord compares our tongue to that tiny steering wheel and our life to that vessel. We will guide our own life in the direction of our tongue. If you make a confession of salvation with your tongue, it'll turn your life, won't it, in the direction of God. But if you also allow Satan to turn your tongue in the direction he wants, saying things you should not, and just saying it doesn't matter or my words aren't that important, you will find yourself shipwrecked in certain areas of your life. Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8 warn us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. You must understand your words are seed, and they will reap a harvest in your life. So choose your seed wisely. Don't be deceived by Satan's common lie that he tells people that your words don't mean anything, that they're really not that effective. I once was encouraging a young woman whose family was plagued by sickness with the children, and she would say with their mouth over and over again, oh, my kids are so sick, they're always sick, it's just the way it is, they'll just have to have it until they're 18, they'll be sick, all of this, miss school, etc. And I encouraged her, exhorted her, don't agree with that. That's a lie Satan wants you to believe, and that's a lie Satan wants you to speak every day over your children, that they're just sickly and they'll always be sickly. And she turned to me quite indignant and said, "Frankly, I don't think I have that much power with my own words. It doesn't really matter." And yet she continued to reap exactly what she sowed because she never considered the truth of the scripture that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. God wants your words to operate the way God intended them. He wants your words to operate according to what the word says about you and not operate the way Satan would like to prophesy over your life. He'd like you to prophesy over your life, speaking curses on your own family and on your own self, and at the same time telling you your words really don't matter and have no impact. Take the word of God seriously. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We'll talk more about this week. Please don't miss these teachings. I think it will be life-changing for you. It literally turned my ship around when I first understood the power of what the scriptural principle on the power of the tongue was talking about. This week at Hidden with Christ Ministries, we are offering a 10-tape series called The Power of the Tongue. This is a very in-depth teaching and is available for any donation of $40 or more to this radio ministry. Just write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment and request the special offer, The Power of the Tongue, with your donation of $40 or more. We'll be happy to send it to you. I know it will bless your life. This is Rita Langland, encouraging you to remember that there's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life that is so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week in Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.